Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Hey friends, this is Coach Brianna, and welcome back to Life After College. Last week, we spoke about chunking things down and how doing so can assist in moving past feelings of overwhelm, anxiety, and procrastination. This week, I want to offer another tool that will also assist in overwhelm, and it's about creating practices, but more so from the perspective of trying them on. And sometimes these things we take on because someone else did them, but they don't really align with us. And then they don't work. And then we're like, oh, I suck. Negative Nancy comes in, you know, some false advertisements get displayed and then you get really hard on yourself and then you give up. And then it might be this little cycle that comes on of you want to do something new, you want a new way of being, and you tried something on, it didn't work, and then you just gave up, but yet you want something more, and then you feel stuck, and then there's this like overwhelm. Is someone picking up what I'm putting down? Have you ever felt that way? Because I literally am just speaking my life to you all, because that's what I've gone through. I have been on a growth journey, I feel like most of my life. And there's definitely been practices that maybe someone else told me that I quote unquote should do. Or maybe they're things that people have suggested to me. And some of them just didn't work out or they didn't stick. How many times have you heard like, look yourself in the mirror and say all the positive things to yourself? Yeah, that one doesn't really work for me. And so I want to dive into practices and again, finding out what your practice is and just also having the mindset of it's not practice for perfection. You know, if you've ever been in performing arts, you know, practice till it's perfect. We're not going to subscribe to that mindset today. Today's mindset in this episode is practice makes progress. Progress because we're progressing towards something new and we're going to get curious and try things on rather than try to be perfect because I'm sorry, hate to break it to you, perfect just doesn't exist. We can, as my fabulous mentor Coach Kelly says, we can strive for excellence, definitely. Perfection, we're not going to make it. It won't happen. With that, what does it mean? What does it mean to have a practice? What do we get to take on when we create a practice? Well, first off, let's go back to last episode of chunking things down. I would advise if you're wanting to create a new mindset, maybe a new routine, have a new practice for a certain area in your life, I say try one thing on. A lot of the time we think we have to take on the world because maybe we'll look better, we'll seem like we're actually doing something. And it's so funny because we think that people are really focused on us and the reality is they're not. My good friend, which she was featured on our podcast, episode 10, Beyond the Degree, my friend Teresa Griffin, I'll never forget, she told me one day, she's like, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in ourselves and we think it's all about us. We think that everyone's focus on us and watching what we're doing and judging us when the reality is nobody's paying attention to you. It might sound a little harsh, but it's true. We're really focused on ourselves. I don't have time to focus on somebody else. Just kidding. Let me be honest before I start pretending. Because there's a lot of times where I am looking to other people and comparing myself. But the reality is nobody's really paying attention to us that much to where it matters. That's what I'm really trying to say. And I'm saying that as a way to also help us get past comparison, because comparison is the thief of joy. If you think about a lot of the times where you've compared yourself to somebody and what they have, or, you know, the situation that they're in, and why aren't you there? It just brings doom and gloom. And that's really not what we're about. But when we take on a new practice, right? Let's just take on one thing at a time and get good at that one thing, as opposed to taking on 5 or 10 things and trying to be good at all those things. It can create a sense of doom and gloom. And hear me out when I explain this. When we take on more than we need to, it brings upon doom and gloom, because you're so focused on trying to do all of them and do them well. And I know from my experience, I'm not even going to pay attention to the fact that maybe I did one of them really well. I'm going to pay attention to all the ones that I didn't do well. And that's just going to breed that like overwhelm, anxious, not enough mentality. It's, as I like to call it, the false advertisement that like these advertisements that like to run through my head. And it's like, no. Say it with me now. No, let's just stop. And rather than put ourselves in that situation, when we chunk it down, how about we just chunk it down to the one thing? We could just chunk it down to the one thing that will allow us to be in our joy, the one thing that will allow us to be our authentic self, the one thing that will help us progress towards whatever goal it is that we've had. Even with that, the next thing is you decide, okay, I'm going to choose one thing. I want you to try it on. Try it on. Try it on like you are trying on a pair of jeans. You saw this pair of jeans all over social media. You were inspired to buy it. And you got the jeans, you tried them on, and you saw that they looked great on everybody. But guess what? They don't look good on you. So what do? You decide to return them. The same can apply to your practice. You try on the practice. Maybe you were inspired by one of the practice I listed in my evening routine. And you say, okay, Coach Brianna did this. I'm inspired by it. I'm going to try it on. And it doesn't work for you. You have two choices. You either nix it, just do away with it because you're like, yep, nope, not me, not that person. I don't even drink coffee. So why would I enjoy coffee in the morning? Or two, you keep it, but maybe adjust it. So you don't drink coffee. I said I like to enjoy my coffee in my morning routine. And you're not a coffee person, so you do tea. I don't know. Or maybe you just nix that hot beverage altogether and enjoy a nice glass of water. It's for you. It's for you to decide, who are you? What are you looking to achieve? And what are you willing to do? And it's not a matter of, well, I should do this because someone else is doing that. Just do away with the shoulds. Your life will be better for it. It's about, what do I want to do? What will make me feel alive? What feels good to me? I tried this on. It feels good. It's working. I'm going to keep it. I tried it on. Not so much. Let's adjust it. Allow yourself the space to be curious and move in whichever direction works for you. Now, another thing, and this is something I heard recently, and it's like, ha, light bulb moment. You can have a practice that maybe works for you, and you've been doing it for a year, and you're like, yep, this is my jam. And then all of a sudden, it stops being your jam. It just stops working. That's okay too, because guess what? We're constantly evolving. We're constantly growing. If you have that growth mindset, you're gonna change. And who you were last year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years ago, and those things that worked for that version of you might not work for this newer version of you who's evolved and thinks differently, that's okay. Actually, that's fantastic. I think that's really what we should be striving for is, hey, that practice worked for me. Look at where it got me. And I want to try on something new. Woo! That perspective sounds fantastic to me. I like it. I think it works. And taking on one practice, getting curious with that practice of, does it work for me? Does it not? Doing that will help with the overwhelm. How often do we get into that overwhelm of, like I mentioned earlier, you're going to take on these 10 things and guess what? You don't even start, right? Because you're like, oh my gosh, it's 10 things. This really relates back to chunking it down. And it just feels overwhelming, right? So if we pick just the one thing, a simple thing, and say, tomorrow I will start that one thing, it will help you to be in action. When we are in action, it's like you take the one step and then you're like, ooh, I did the one step. It wasn't that bad. Let me take the other step. It really builds that confidence. Remember, you don't have to have that confidence to begin with. You get to do it. You get to do it afraid, get to do it fearful. All the what ifs, I'm here to tell you, do it anyways. You're going to be fantastic. You're going to be fine. And I promise you're going to be happier that you at least tried. You took the step, right? You're going to try on this new practice, try on a new way of being, and see where you land. Remember, no failure, only feedback. When we take on these new practices, the biggest thing I want for us to do is to be authentic with it. Truly do things that align with who we are. We get to do that for ourselves. I'll speak from my perspective. There's so much of my life that I've lived of shoulds in that should space of, it's really society of like what I felt society said, who I should be and how I should do it. It's not fun. It's not a fun way to live. However, we can be authentic and get curious and be aligned with who we genuinely are and what we want. And what we want in the sense of, I want joy in my life. I want serenity. I want peace. Okay, well, what actions, what practice are you going to do to have those things? You get to take on one practice. Or you can take on two, maybe three. And you get to be curious in that space. Practice makes progress, not perfect. All right, friends. Let's beat the overwhelm. Let's do away with beating ourselves up. Let's get clear on who we are. Be intentional and authentic and create some new practices. One practice at a time. One step at a time. Now, if you're feeling stuck and you want some support, you can create an accountability partner. Share it with a friend. Say, hey, I'm going to take on this new practice, right? And this is what I'm up to. Share that with somebody. Share it with a friend. Share it with a family member, maybe your partner, your spouse. And let them be on that journey with you towards creating this authentic version of you. You can also reach out to me on social media. That's Next Level Bree. I'm on both Instagram and TikTok. Or you can reach out to me on my website at coachbrianna.com under my contact page. Shoot me a message. Hey, this is what I'm up to. And I'll be your accountability partner. And remember, as you're on the journey and you're looking at how your practice is going, be kind to yourself. I hope you all make it a great week, make good choices, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.